We're talking about housing all hour. Alvin Hall is here, our takeaway contributor and financial advisor. But also Scott Mintz, a real estate investor from Southern California. We talked with him at the top of the hour. I called you a speculator. I certainly didn't mean it as a pejorative. But describe how you went from being a chiropractor, which you still are, to being something of a real estate mogul down there.
I always wanted to have a house, and it took me till my early 40s to purchase my first one. And it was definitely a fixer-upper, and I learned from that particular house how to take a run-down shack and bring it up into being pretty much a desirable property.
And the economy and banks, and really there was a lot of encouragement for people to do just exactly what you did, right, Scott?
Yes.
Now, you have four houses at least, and I don't want you to describe the details because we don't have time, and I don't necessarily want to tell all of America about your predicament in such great detail. But, one of your houses you're actually living in, correct?
Correct.
And is that the one that's the most valuable, or maybe the one that's the most valuable one? Okay, great. Alvin Hall is here, takeaway contributor. And the last hour we were talking about what the Obama housing bill would do for people who have a primary residence, and that's it. This hour we're going to talk about what a person like you, Scott, who for a whole variety of reasons, perfectly viable economic reasons, went from being a homeowner with an income from another profession and actually spend a lot more of your time actually developing real estate properties. Scott, so here's Alvin. What's your question for Alvin, Scott?
Well, my situation, which I think a lot of people's in, is I own a house. I probably owe about $1 million on it, which is two loans, one being about $700,000 and one being a second for $300,000. Not able to make the full payments now. I've been working with the company to do a modification and got some relief for the first, which, as far as it's a temporary relief, I see it as. And on the second, I'm looking at possibly my best option is to go bankrupt, and I've been told that the court may modify that or take that second away.
That's interesting. One of the reasons you're having problems modifying your second loan, because if it is your primary property, the maximum loan you can have is generally around $417,000 to be a conforming loan under Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac rules. However, California is one of the 59 designated high-income areas of America, or high-value areas of America. So therefore, the amount of your conforming loan may be higher. So at $700,000, Scott, what do you think the value of your house is?
$650,000.
Ooh.
$650,000?
Oh, that hurts.
Yeah.
It hurts very much.
Yeah. So if we take the value of your house, I'm doing this right now since we're live and since I have my calculator with me, we take $650,000 and we multiply this times 105, we come out with an answer of $682,500, which means that you do not qualify for refinancing. So you will have to go after a modification of the loan. And that's a much more tedious, if you will, process. Because in this case, you have to show that you, the mortgage, in this case, you do qualify because the unpaid mortgage balance must be around $729,000, which you qualify for on the first mortgage. The loan originated before January 1st, 2009. That's certainly true. And do the mortgage payments eat up more than 31% of your gross monthly income?
Oh, yes.
Yes. So it seems as if you do qualify for a modification. Your big problem may be that second mortgage that you have, because the people who hold that second mortgage must agree either to subordinate that mortgage or at least write it down in some way. And that's what you're going to have to do. You're going to have a really hard road ahead of you, a long, hard road, but you might be able to hold on to your house.
Any suggestions on avenues as far as, is it true that the bankruptcy court, the judge has that option, or is it actually that goes back to the modification side?
Well, you have to go through all of this process to prove that you're worthy of going bankrupt these days.
Wow.
Under the Obama administration's proposal, the bankruptcy judge then has the ability to alter your mortgage if they believe after the fact that you can hold on to that mortgage changing it.
So you got to qualify to be bankrupt,
yes,
and qualify to get a modification. Scott Mintz, good luck to you out there. We'll check in with you again, all right?
Thank you.
All right, Alvin, we got two questions from the audience. Let's take the first one really quickly.
Hi, my name is Pat from New Jersey. I called my lender yesterday after the details of the plan were announced, and I tried to get the threshold question answered of whether my loan was held by Fannie Mae. I'm looking to refinance, and the first thing the person told me was we're not at liberty to disclose that information, and they made it incredibly difficult for me to get any information about how I could make use of the plan. So I think that there's going to be a lot of problems with getting lenders to be responsive to their customers.
Whoa. Alan, what's the suggestion there?
He needs to go to the federal government's website, put in his information, and the government will tell him if his loan is actually owned by Fannie Mae.
Here was another Obama reaction and a question for Alvin.
Hey, good morning. My name is Lynn Aloff. I'm from New Jersey. I had to laugh this morning when people are talking about having mortgages started at 7 and went to 11. Back in the 80s, I bought a house. You could get a 17% mortgage. That's it, a three-year adjustable. So we bought pretty small houses because we were paying 17% interest.
Is that what we have to look forward to, interest rates rising?
Well, interest rates will eventually rise because of inflation. But I think many of these people bought the house under the idea that you should buy the maximum house you can, the maximum you can afford, because real estate values are only going to go up. I think we're going to move back to the day where people look at what they can actually afford through good times and lean times when they buy houses.
But it means, and I guess this is the takeaway, and we'll say goodbye to you, Alvin. The takeaway is demand is going to be down. For a property, because the Scott Mintzes of the world are not going to be able to weigh in and do what they did, do the fixer-upper and the sell and the flip, and that's going to affect demand. Alvin Hall, thanks so much for being with us, as always. Takeaway contributor and financial analyst Alvin Hall in our studio.
This is Ira Flatow, host of Science Friday. For over 30 years, the Science Friday team has been reporting high-quality science and technology news, making science fun for curious people, by covering everything from the outer reaches of space to the rapidly changing world of AI to the tiniest microbes in our bodies. Audiences trust our show because they know we're driven by a mission to inform and serve listeners first and foremost with important news they won't get anywhere else. And our sponsors benefit from that halo effect. For more information on becoming a sponsor, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.